are listening to RuneScape Weekly for February 16th, 2020. I'm your host, Majvin, with 18 years of RuneScape experience. On today's show, Once Upon a Slime, Mining and Smithing Changes, War's Retreat, Double XP Extended Weekend, Patch Week, Patch Notes 210, Patch Notes 23, Archaeology Carrot Ed, Timeline of Jagex's Hidden MMO, Broken RuneFest Promises. If we ever get quests again, what about RuneTrack? Death's Office, good or bad? Why am I being asked my medical history for RuneCoins? Dear Jagex, thank you for tuning in, and enjoy the show! Welcome back to another edition of RuneScape Weekly. It has been quite some time, and I apologize for that. It's good to be back, though. I feel good, so I have good energy, so it's going to be a good show. Hopefully, we'll get a co-host at some point during the show. You know, maybe someone will bounce in. But at the moment, I'm flying blind. That's okay, though. I picked a decent line of topics. Some of this stuff, I haven't touched yet. It's going to be interesting. To kind of get reacquainted. I haven't played the game in quite some time. So I have just gotten kind of back into the rhythm of things. So it's nice. Things are nice. And I'm just kind of doing divination at the moment. I've done a little bit of mining and smithing. I heard there's some updates to mining and smithing. I'm curious to read those. I heard that you have to be a lot more attentive now if you want to mine, for XP at least. So, gonna be curious to hear about that. But as far as my goals, I'm just waiting for archaeology. I'm building up, charge cores. I'm building up charge packs, hoping that charge cores are gonna be used in archaeology and their price will shoot up massively and I will make a massive profit off of this effort. I don't know if this is going to work or not, because I haven't been paying attention to archaeology or the dev diaries or anything, because I've been too depressed to do literally anything with my life, so that's why I've been gone for so long. But I'm back, baby, and now I want to get my shit together, pardon my language. I guess this is an explicit show now, but I want things. I want money, specifically. I just got a master clue scroll. A master clue scroll. From divination. That's pretty sick. Anyway. That's what's up with me. I'll be honest with you, I don't have any PSAs. The only thing I have to say right now is a big thank you to Sudwood for being our sustaining supporter, keeping our servers online. And, you know, not just monetarily, but, like, behind the scenes. Moral support, technical support, Sudwood is the man. Sudwood is one of my close friends. He's awesome. Big shout-outs to Sudwood. Thank you very much, buddy, for helping keep the show running. The archives might not be alive if it wasn't for him and his help. So, again, thank you. Sorry, the microphone. Anyway, let's jump in to today's show, shall we? Oh goodness. Once Upon a Slime is not working. Why? This is weird. This might take a second for me to reach. For some reason, going to runescape.com and choosing the article Once Upon a Slime has given me a 404 error. I think their website is under construction or something. Let me try going just manually to it. Okay, it works now. All right, I think that actually loops. Does that just kept going? That might be something I have to look into. But thank you for being patient with me through our upgrades. We have a new Stream Deck. We have a new microphone. We have a new mouse. Things are getting back together as far as my life goes. So, yeah, the show should hopefully be a lot better now. Now that my equipment is better. I can hear myself again. So the show quality should improve ever so slightly. Because if I can hear myself and I hear annoying noises, I can stop them from happening. If I can't hear them, I can't stop them. That's kind of how that works for me. Anyway, let's get into the show. First up, Once Upon a Slime. Love is in the air this week, so get your respirators at the ready as you prepare to engage in some gloopy romance in our latest quest, Once Upon a Slime. We're also ready to share the love with an extra cuddly double XP weekend extended. Read on to find more. So first up, Once Upon a Slime. So its requirements are nothing, just a romantic soul, apparently, and a strong stomach. King Slime is back. Apparently back. I didn't know. Oh, was that the slime from the sewer in Remington? Is that what they're talking about? Is this a bottle quest, finally? King Slime is back, and he's looking for love. In this permanent novice-level quest, you're charged with setting everyone's favorite clammy Casanova up with the girl of his dreams before he slimes the whole town. Quest rewards include a suitably glutinous pet and a rather dapper accessory, so don't shrink away from this one. I've yet to do this quest. I've seen complaints on the forums regarding it. I don't know why. Has anyone enjoyed this quest personally? It sounds like a small bottle quest, just to probably tide people over due to the lack of content from our archaeology being pushed back. There was supposed to be a big quest, right, around this time? So this is like a little poop to hold people over? It's like you got a big poop in your stomach and you can't get it out, and you this little something falls in the toilet instead? You know? I think? Maybe? I don't know. Moving along. War's Retreat feedback. This is player feedback. Some changes. Core, your lot must have had a lot of load fun trampling around War's Retreat the other week because Big Man's got back. I hate doing accents. Anyway, he's got back to us with a lot of fixes he'd like to see implemented before his next guests drop by. Some smaller changes include a specialist message for people burning logs on War's campfire, an updated unlock hint for Dare to Die track, and some extra blocking to stop you from trampling around on other people's gravestones. Who's trampling on other people's gravestones? That's very disrespectful. Was the story lame? Or was the story bad? Like, what's the... Was it short? Too short? Or I don't know. I'm gonna do it on stream, so you know. I guess don't spoil it for me. Probably gonna do it tomorrow. We'll see. We've also made a few chunkier changes, mainly surrounding Marks of War. To begin with, a tooltip has been added to the Marks of War currency, and the option to check your Marks of War cooldown with War himself has been made more obvious. Boss portals can now be interacted with from even further away, and the Reaper portal will now check access requirements if your target is in a God Wars dungeon. Other changes include the option to refill adrenaline urns using the adrenaline crystals, boss timers that vanish properly upon fleeing a boss fight, and fix to the War's Retreat teleport, which will now clear active combat effects upon arrival. Oh, and finally, the Draenor entrance to War's Retreat has been renamed to be a little more thematic. Go have a look for yourself. Keep scrolling to see the rest. All right, we got some patch notes here. We can read the ones they've bulleted, I suppose, here. Changes to Araxor. Read the patch notes for exact details. Thanks. Fixed an error with the Clanniversary broadcast for players that joined clans before April of 2011. Wow. I leave my clan all the time and come back just because I'm a rage quitter. You'll see when you do it. I don't want to spoil it. That's fair. I'll do it tomorrow. I'm going to finish the stupid dragon quest tomorrow with the bouncy balls. And I'm going to do that quest. And then maybe I'll do No Evil. Because I'll have enough cannabis tomorrow. Friend and clan announcements now correctly trigger upon elite task set completion. Double XP weekend extended. This is the same as last time. Is your heart beating double time? Well, it should be. No, it shouldn't. Because next weekend is double XP weekend extended. From midday on February 21st to midday on March 2nd, you'll get 48 hours of double XP goodness to use however you wish. So that's cool. Last time, I got from 117 to 118 Slayer last time because Slayer is so painful that my organs melted. I couldn't do it. But this time, where is it? I've got 5.5 million bonus XP on 11 million XP remaining. I think I can do it. And I'm going to put as many pulse cores as I can on that sucker. So we'll see what happens. Moving along, we got the mining and smithing update here. Also, let me just real quick. I forgot to mute my game. I'm an amateur. I apologize. Let's see here. So the mining and smithing changes. We kicked off February with a clank and hiss. This week, we introduced a round of changes to mining and smithing. Forge off for the nitty-gritty details. So mining and smithing changes. You might have heard about something called the mining and smithing rework. We introduced this year around this time. That went down really well, but there were still a few lingering issues that we've been able to address this month. We're hoping that these changes will make the skill more fun and rewarding for everyone. First up is mining. Mining is now much more reliant on stamina. Currently, you deal 80% damage to the rock while you're mining, even when your stamina is at zero. After this update, your value will be changed to 20%. You can still restore your stamina by starting to mine the rock again, or by consuming a stone spirit under the effects of a perfect juju mining potion. Basically, this means that stone spirits are more useful and valuable than they were before. This sounds great to me so far. Oh, it increases the value of both stone spirits and perfect juju potions. Rocks that don't reduce stamina, like red sandstone and arc crablets, are unaffected by this update. In addition, Saren stones that have their HP increased to 2,000, so they will now take more time to mine. The good news is mining them will now no longer consume stamina. To keep track of your stamina, try enabling the stamina bar in the mining section of the gameplay menu. Slayer isn't even that bad. I know. People always tease me about like my least favorite skills. I tend to love skills that people hate and hate skills that people love. Like my favorite skill is farming and fishing. And people tend to not like those skills. And like my least favorite skills are dungeoneering and Slayer. And people tend to really like those skills. Including the developers. Like dungeoneering is like all the developers all love dungeoneering. And when I found out that was like Andrew's favorite project, it like it made me want to die. Again, they talk about double XP weekend extended. Don't think I need to remind you again about that. Twitch Prime last chance. Have you claimed your Twitch Prime nonsense February 4th for your free Umbral pack? I don't know if I've claimed my last one. I'll double check. Just in case. I'm pretty sure I did, but you never know. The last time I claimed some tokens. So, you know, I always want my free stuff. You know how it is with free stuff. Me and free stuff, we get along very well. I see, starter packs. I don't see anything about RuneScape in here. I've been scammed. I've been lied to. I was brought here on false pretenses. Seriously. All right. I'm just going to do an F search for RuneScape here real quick. Yeah, the word rune does not appear on this page. It must be over. Yeah, it's over. It's February 4th. I'm a dum-dum. Anyway, I apologize. I'm not a time traveler. Let's talk about let's just move along and talk about Wars Update and then the Winter Chill Off, shall we? If Pern was here, things would not be as weird because he understands time and space. I am an enigma. I just read shit and talk about abstract concepts. He's a grounding force. You have to understand. This is a long one here. This week's we're bringing you War and Peace. First up, we have War's Retreat, and so this unfortunately, I read out of order here, because this is talking about War's Retreat. I talked about the update to War's Retreat before I talked about War's Retreat itself. So I apologize for that. But we'll talk about what War's Retreat actually is now. So stand by. If you want to show some bosses who's boss, then War's Retreat is the place to be. It's an all-purpose PVM hub filled with bank chests, adrenaline crystals, and boss portals that an adventurer could need. Plus, you can meet up with your fellow warriors, group up together to defeat trickier bosses. Want to see for yourself how awesome War's Retreat is? Well, they have a video, but we're not going to watch it. Here are the requirements. Of course, you'll need not just an old adventurer can take on War's Hospitality. You'll need to be a battle-hardened warrior with a combat level of at least 60. Yeah, battle-hardened indeed. To do so, simply march north of Draenor, where you'll find a new addition to the gazebo of the apocalypse. Simply lay your battle-worn hands upon the noble insignia, and you'll be whisked away to War's Retreat. If you're not up for that teleportation faff, you can also gain access through the dingy cupboard at the back of Death's office. After you've got 10 boss kills, you'll be able to unlock War's Retreat's teleport from War's shop for an easier way to saunter on in and launch into the fray. Free-to-play players can access War's Retreat and earn marks of war at the same rate that members do, but they'll be unable to purchase auras, consumables, and most of the upgrades from War's shop. That's fair. They can at least use the portals, it sounds like. So, portals. The boss portals in War's Retreat can teleport you straight to the lair in any boss in the game, but they all work in different ways. By default, you have one boss portal unlocked, which can be attuned to any boss you have previously defeated. You can unlock a second boss portal in War's shop. The first attunement is free, but after that, they will cost 100,000 GP. War will give you a 50% discount when attuning a boss portal when you've already slain that boss 100 times. You know, mates rates. The Reaper portal is always attuned to your Reaper assignment, even if you haven't killed the boss before, but you must have at least one kill left on your task to use it. Finally, the Season portal will be attuned to whichever boss War currently has beef with. Right now, it's attuned to the Shadow Reef, where you can face the Ambassador. It's the perfect place to dive in if you're new to bossing, and you can even group up with newbies or experienced combat veterans right there in War's Retreat. So that's pretty cool. They have, like, suggested dungeons, kind of, where you can, like, dungeon of the month, if you will, maybe. I kind of like that idea. War's Retreat is a nice idea overall. I'm glad that they're taking the boss portal concept out of the max guild. Because the idea that bossing should be locked behind maxing is not a good idea. Because skilling and maxing skill maxing and combat are not one and the same. They are very different mindsets. And separating them, I think, is important. Moving along, dummy area and bank chest. I really love the dummy area. This is a great idea. War has provided a range training for dummies and for you to practice on before facing real tough guys. They are fitted with all the latest dummy technology and can be customized just like the ones at the Combat Academy. This area also houses a bank chest for you to refuel and drop off your loot in between battles. So a little practice area. You know, right in, like, your little pseudo faux max skill area. Like, it's so nice. I love that. And on top of that, got a little campfire. Towards the entrance of War's Retreat is a giant-sized campfire, perfect for getting cozy after a hard day battling in Gilinor's most dangerous regions. War's campfire provides the same buff to life points that ordinary campfires do, and it can be upgraded to increase the buff duration. The upgrades run from Oak all the way to Elder and can be purchased in War's Retreat shop. You'll need 1,000 marks of war and 1,000 logs of the relevant tier. Unlike regular bonfires, War's campfire never needs to be relit. Apparently, the big man's is a fiend for s'mores. So that's cool. It's a never-ending bonfire. I like that idea. You know, the idea of this is just, like, all the PVM stuff, all the time. You know, it's a cool guy club. It's a cool people club. Kill everything, chill out, and, you know, I'll kill all the time. It's the Combat Academy that we never had at the Combat Academy that's over at Burthorpe and, you know, pretending to be a, like, the Combat Academy. Like, this is truly where people go to fight. I like it. What we got here? Adrenaline Crystal. Once you've killed 1,000 bosses, War will allow you to use his personal Adrenaline Crystal to prepare for battle. Upon activating the Adrenaline Crystal, you will receive 25% adrenaline every 1.8 seconds. Burthorpe or Lumbridge? I think it's like it's on the verge of both. So what, like, if I teleport to Burthorpe, right? I think it's technically in Burthorpe, right? Because if I go up here, here it is. And that's the Burthorpe Lodestone. So, in my opinion, that is Burthorpe. But it's a contested area. Burthorpe and Taverley are basically, in my opinion, the same city. They are districts in the same city. So, it's arguable. Anyway. Upon activating the Adrenaline Crystal, you will receive 25% adrenaline for every 1.8 seconds, a faster and more convenient alternative to just bashing a dummy. So, that's cool. So, 1,000 bosses of any boss, I assume, because it works for me, and I don't think I've killed 1,000 of any boss. Like, I've only killed 1,000 of bosses, like, combined. So, definitely... It's a combined thing. It's like, I mean, boss, bosses, pets, bosses. Where's bosses? Where's bosses? Titles, summary, pets, titles, wardrobes, quests, beasts, maybe? No. Prayers, events, overview, drops. Where the hell is... It's gotta be under beasts. Yeah. I'm just dumb. Is there a way to search by, like, boss kills? Okay. Beasts. Boss kills. Let's see here. Okay. General Grador. I've killed General Grador over 1,000 times. That's it. I've killed Kriara 990. Basically, God Wars 1 is the only dungeon that I've ever bothered with. Moving along to Altar of War. The Altar of War will restore both prayer and summoning points when used. To unlock it, you will need to complete a certain number of boss kills. Not going to mention how many. Marks of War. War might argue that the thrill of the hunt is its own reward, but he's concluded that for the rest of us, a real prize is in order. With that in mind, he will be rewarding each boss kill with Marks of War, a unique currency that can be spent in War's shop to purchase upgrades for retreat, auras, and various consumables. You can earn up to 1,000 Marks of War per hour, and each boss is worth a different amount of marks. Please be aware that using Death Touch Darks will not award Marks of War. Some options in War's shop will need to be unlocked by completing a certain number of boss kills. Once they are unlocked, the items themselves can be purchased with the correct Marks of War. Auras. So they've changed some auras here, moved them from the loyalty points over to War's shop. Those auras are the Vampirism Aura, the Dark Magic Aura, the Berserk Aura, the Reckless Aura, and the Maniacal Aura. You will keep any auras you have already purchased with loyalty points, and they will automatically count towards the aura achievement. Unfortunately, we cannot refund any loyalty points you've already spent. Of course you can't. That's okay. But, you know, it is what it is. Those are now in that system. If you've already purchased them, you've got them at least. That's not going to change or anything. Worst case scenario would have been like you'd have to repurchase them. That would suck. Completionist requirements have been added as well because of this. War's Retreat will come with 4 new completionist requirements. Aura. Unlock every aura from War's Retreat. Relight my fire. Fully upgrade the campfire. To upgrade the completionist cape, you will need to complete My Last Resort. Unlock the War's Retreat. Teleport a second boss portal, the Altar of War, and the Adrenaline Crystal. To unlock the trimmed completionist cape, you will need to unlock the meta achievement, War, What Is It Good For?, which will receive you will receive after completing the other three achievements. So that it's a meta achievement. That's interesting. You just passively get it, I guess, when you achieve the other three. So extra Reaper points. 50% extra Reaper points. To celebrate the launch of War's achievement, War's old pal Death will be awarding 50% extra Reaper points to all completed Reaper assignments from now until February 10th, which is all past. So I'm reading you garbage. And this is also garbage, so I'm going to read that as well. Moving along. I appreciate the JoJo reference. Moving along. Double XP weekend! It is here. And it returns. It's nearly February, and a lot of you know what that means. It's my birthday, yes. No, it's Double XP Weekend! Double XP Weekend Extended will return on February 21st. And like the last Double XP Weekend, we are again extending the amount of time you have to enjoy the Double XP goodness. However, we heard all of your feedback after the last XP event and confirmed that you'll get a full 48 hours, up from 36. Let me just shoot myself in the head. Pardon me. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Let me just take a sip of water. Follow that by some tea. Of double XP that you can use whenever you want, over the course of 10 days. So you don't need to worry about cramming all your playtime into a single weekend. There's all the time in the world to watch the match, cook a meal, phone your mom, and do your ironing. Or, if you prefer, you can enjoy the thrills of double XP weekend as you always have done. More into the game, of course. So, I just... 36 hours. Like, remember, think of this. It used to be double XP weekend, right? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and a little bit of Monday. 24, 36, 48. And then maybe if you have the fortitude of a god, maybe you're getting in like 52, if you manage to stay up on Monday, and you want to give the, like, that is an insane amount of time, that is an unhealthy amount of time, and you're enabling people and giving them 48 hours, like, who can use 48 hours? Whatever. I will probably use maybe 30 hours. That's my goal, is to use 30 hours. I think I will finish Slayer in 24 hours, or maybe less. I have 11.6 million XP left. I probably will finish in 12 hours, to be honest. So, I'll probably, after that, I don't know what I'll do. I'll move on to runecrafting. Yeah, there's also Game Blast going on, so they're hoping to rake in the Impulse Buy on MTX. Ah, will they be selling any Game Blast merch or like in-game stuff? If they sell in-game cosmetics, like they're gonna get me, right? Like that's anyway. Simply log in anytime you like between February 21st and Monday, March 2nd to enjoy your skilling boost. As soon as you're in game, your timer will start ticking. So there you go. Did we talk about... I thought we talked about the War's Retreat changes. Did we? No? Yeah, I'm going to move it along. Oops. I ran out of charges in my vacuum. That's a shame. Patch notes. We got a patch note week here. This is for February 10th. Let me see here. All right. It's long. Both of these are fairly long. Y'all want me to go through the patch notes? We got two patch notes for the 10th and the 3rd. The 3rd and the 10th. I can go through them or we can skip them. They are fairly long, but they might have valuable information in them. We never know. It's hard to tell with patch notes, but I don't. All right, cool. We'll go through them. Here we go. This is the patch notes for the second. This week, we're trying to address feedback we've been receiving on mining and smithing, as well as continuing to monitor and implement hotfixes on the Winter Chill-Off and War's Retreat. We're listening closely to any and all feedback, especially with War's Retreat, so make sure to keep it coming. Let me just launch a new familiar real quick. It's going to be difficult for me to do this without my vacuum working. This is mining first up. We're going to talk about the mining update first. To meet aims of improving the value of ore, as well as to further increase value of stone spirits, we've made some changes to player stamina while mining. We've talked about this briefly already in a previous update. Damage from rocks was changed. Modifiers from the pickaxe tier, rock hardness, strength level, and critical hit damage are unchanged and work as before. Stamina is restored automatically when stone spirits are consumed while under the effect of a perfect juju potion, which we talked about. Stamina no longer depletes when mining Staren stones, which we already talked about. Update while mining skill guide. Including Anachronia mining locations for various ores. So they updated the skill guiding. That's good. Smithing, we've already talked about the smithing stuff. Winter Chill-Off empowered the Blight Staff. Is the Winter Chill-Off over? I think that's over. Audio. I have some audio stuff. We resolved an issue preventing specific sound effects from playing on the desktop. Audio for attuning the Shadow Reef portal and the liberation of Mazcav have been fixed to play the correct sounds. Some fixes in the God Wars dungeon. War's Retreat. So they nerfed the power of AFK Saren Stones. Yes, they nerfed the power of AFK everything, but not crazy nerf, but yes, it has been nerfed. It was done to buff stone spirits, basically. The War's Retreat Reaper portal now checks for all normal access requirements when pointed to a God Wars dungeon boss. Next, hotfix, Ancient Ceremonial will now once again bypass the kill count requirement when trying to enter the next boss area. That would suck, especially for me, because that's the only way I'd ever get in there. Engine fixes, resolved an issue preventing the client from launching on some Intel HD integrated graphics. Fixed an issue preventing the launcher installer from working on older versions of OS X. I don't know why I said it like that. Graphics issues with NPCs at longer draw distance while using the free cam has been fixed. Interface. Boss pets will now show the correct player kill count when examined. Skilling. Non-direct combat methods can now be utilized to progress a variety of Slayer tasks that previously could now be progressed in this manner. And textual. Various mining and smithing typos have now been fixed. The description of the balancing wand has been cut down in order to fix an issue where the text was overlapping. That is the notes for the second. I'm going to move on to the 10th in a second. I'm going to take a quick sip of water here. All right. So here we go. Here is the 10th. So this week, we have a few more quality of life updates to War's Retreat, as well as a bug fix to an unintended, albeit amusing, option to equip a few strange items from the bank. There will also be a few changes to RuneScape's favorite spider. Read on for the full patch notes. Here we go. First up is War's Retreat. Adrenaline urns can now be filled via the adrenaline crystals. Boss timers now vanish properly if the player flees the fight. A tooltip has been added to Marks of War currency. The entrance to War's Retreat in Draenor has been renamed to be more thematic. The unlock hint for the music track Dare to Die now mentions War's Retreat. Added some blocking to the gravestones in War's Retreat to prevent player models from clipping through in some situations. The PVM Hub Reaper portal now checks for all normal access requirements when pointed at a God Wars dungeon boss. Added a message for people burning logs on a Wars campfire. Boss portals can now be interacted with from a longer range. Teleporting to War's Retreat via the spellbook will now clear active combat effects in such as Bleeds. The option on war for checking a war, I'm sorry, marks of war on cooldowns has been renamed to be more obvious. Entering War's Retreat now turns the camera. Moving on to bossing. The damage done to Araxor when charging the wall in Path 3 has been increased. A successful dodge will now do 100% wall damage, and an unsuccessful attempt will do 50%. The time before Araxor's first charge attack has been reduced slightly. The time between Araxor's charges after a failed dodge has been reduced. Barrows. Player can no longer deploy Dreadnips when fighting Barrows Brothers at the Barrows. That's going to suck for some Barrows players. I know that. Is that Rise of the Sixth, or is that regular Barrows? I have to assume that's regular Barrows. I know Rise of the Sixth, they do a lot of tricks to mess them up. Combat. Auras are no longer deactivated on death in dangerous PvP scenarios. Graphics. Fixed an issue with the four face buttons not animating when stood on during the canal puzzle section in Liberation of Mazcab Raid. There are no longer ground tiles used in Draenor Village near the wheat field. Tool decor attached to a wall in Lumbridge smithing area has been moved forward so the tools no longer clip through the wall. Interface. Saws, snow globes, and arctic pine logs can no longer be equipped via the bank interface. Fixed an issue in which destroying golden fish eggs from the bank wouldn't allow you to reobtain them. Vampiric blood essence will now only message the player when dropping below 500 charges. When making offhand darts, the interface will now remember that you want the offhand version and not try to make you create regular darts. Players now correctly navigate to the relevant menu when attempting to create a baked potato, when other possible recipes potato are seen in the inventory. Hotfix. The update interface for Gone Yak tracking when refreshing prizes show the correct amount of oddments needed. Mobile. Fixed a minor issue with a misaligned highlighting on the Magic Book interface. I thought that said MacBook interface. Wow. I did not think I would get to use the potato sound effect on day one of the soundboard. And I got way too excited and it threw me off. And I was not ready for that. I'm so sorry. Anyway, I digress. Fixed an issue blocking the custom controls for the Baron von Hattenkrapper bombing sequences in the Pirate Quest series. I love that seagull in the Pirate Quest series. All reward store buttons that display locked now return a tooltip on mobile, which explains the requirements to unlock. Quests. Once Upon a Slime is released this week. Go help King Slime find his true love in this new permanent novice quest. That is not a patch note. The Purple Cat mini quest and Fremnik sagas no longer appear as started in the Rune Metrics quest log when you have completed them. Fremnik quests now appear as started when you have finished the abridged saga and completed when you have finished the unabridged saga. Players can now advance the Spirit of Summer quest when using a Supreme Growth Potion to grow the Limpwort root. Skilling. When fighting Moss Golems, Social Slayer partners can now deal with each other's mossy rock NPC spawn preventions as well as their own. Smelting Gauntlets now count towards Blacksmith outfit set bonuses. The remote farming machine now updates the status of a fully grown Kalquat seed. Daily fishing challenge can now be completed when setting the Fury Shark outfit to consume fish. Man, my eyesight is not in the right place. What have I been watching on YouTube? The price of the Supreme Growth Potion, Sundry, has been increased from 400 to 1,000 beans. That's a shame. Hotfix. The living rock creature's souls can once again be captured in Ushtabis without being on a slayer task to kill them. I do not need shark furs. Yeah, I am so sorry to put that image in your head. Other. Fixed an issue which led to players being able to access their inventory. Well, after dying, sorry, my Fitbit beeped at me. Reporting a player for bug abuse no longer links you to a non-existent webpage. Fixed an issue where rune pouches wouldn't fill with rune or pure essence as changing rune pouch essence into pure essence. Player is no longer forced to walk one step north on a tile near the river next to the pet shop in Taverly. That's nice. The camera will no longer bob up and down when canceling a trip into the water during Recipe for Disaster. Fix some overlapping safety checks caused forcing teleports along the east cliff side of Priftinus in the Tyranwyn Woods near Arandar Pass. The Friends Trail option is now only listed once in the gameplay settings under Social. Friends and clan chat announcements now correctly trigger upon elite task set completion. You can now cancel your action when jumping over the strange floor in Taverly Dungeon. Fixed an error with Clanniversary broadcasts for players that join clans before April 2011. Clicking the compass in the seagull sections of the clockwork syringe and pieces of hate will face the player north. Those are your patch notes for 2.10. All right, moving along to some news. This is a dev blog. This is archaeology journal Karad Et. So this is, I haven't really been keeping up on the archaeology journal, so this may or may not mean anything to me, depending on how they lay this out. So we'll see. We'll see how relevant this falls upon my ears and how valid I do this. I also want to say that the Stream Deck that I got, one of the purposes, can they fix the bug that causes the double broadcast message? Yeah, I don't know. Probably not. Clearly, it's been like 10 years. I think they just need to delete the code for the clan and just rebuild it from the ground up. But they don't want to do that because they're lazy. So they don't have the resources to allocate because people don't use the clan features enough to justify the resources. Even though if they put the resources into it after they did the remake, it would be used way more because then people would want to use it. If that makes any sense. Like, it's a catch-22. People don't use it because it's run down and crappy. But if you fixed it up and made it worth using, people would use it. Duh! It's just like in the real world. It's like, oh, this is all run down and crappy. Why would, nobody uses this public transportation system because it's crap. But maybe it's crap maybe that's why, because it's crap. Fix it up, and then people will use it. So it's the same thing with the clan system. If you put, if they would actually fix it up, make it worthwhile, have actual functions to, do real features for, the clan masters to actually control functions and stuff, maybe then it would be used. Maybe then it would be worthwhile. Maybe then you'd have actual resources allocated to it because people would be using it. You've sent me off on a rant. hi, Santa. Anyway. Let's talk archaeology. Our intrepid professor reports have tracked Professor Tony to the Caridian Desert, where he met with an intriguingly familiar ally. Wednesday, Moingving 4. Once again, I find myself questioning whether I've let this whole project get out of hand. Yesterday morning, I was greeted with a letter from Dr. Nabinick, thanking me for allowing him to lead the investigation into the dig site we uncovered north of East Al-Karid. The only problem is I don't remember telling him any such thing. In fact, I had rather hoped to lead the charge on this one myself, and I have very little adventure for on very, sorry, and I have a very little adventure for once. There's only one thing to do now. I must travel to Al-Karid and explain this misunderstanding. I only hope the good doctor hasn't gone too far and carried away already. Thursday, Moengving 4. Oh dear. Despite my reservations, I can't deny that Dr. Nabinick is doing a wonderful job. Almost as soon as I arrived, we stumbled upon a pair of fascinating artifacts. If I didn't know better, I would have said that he knew where they were buried, but that's ridiculous, isn't it? The artifacts themselves were truly something to behold. The first one was an excellent example of Zerosian art, a purplish crystal bound in bands of gold. It had an odd energy to it, too, definitely something to investigate further. The second, an item, was some sort of armored mask, forged in similar metal to the specimens we found back at our dear dig site. I was thinking that we should start mining the ore and crack on some experiments when I noticed that my companion seemed somewhat subdued. He was just staring down into the empty eyes of the mask. I think I even saw tears in his eyes. When I asked him what was wrong, he seemed taken aback, like he had forgotten I was even there. And he muttered something about the fate of our people before stalking off back to the camp. What an odd chap. Still, it was good to see an archaeologist so invested in his subject. Friday, Moengving 6th. Dr. Nabinick really does know his stuff. After dinner, he regaled us all with legends of the desert, including a few tidbits of Coret-Et. Like Sentistan, Coret-Et appears to have been an important Zerosian stronghold. It was here that the Majorette rumored to have been amassed powerful objects from all around the Kadarian desert to use in their no doubt nefarious plans. I wonder whether any of their relics are still here, just waiting for someone to pick them up and discover their magic. I get the chills just thinking about it. Dr. Nabinick went very quiet as he described the likely final days of the fortress. According to legend, Coret-Et was besieged for a great many months during the Third Age. Covered by shifting sands, an entire fort and its people were eventually lost to time and all but forgotten. It was said that a few very true believers still seek its truth, but as true to their success, no one can say. That's when Nabinick produced an ancient papyrus. In remarkably good condition, it showed some sort of structure, not unlike a giant version of the crystal we'd uncovered earlier. Could this be the treasure we're looking for? The conversation then turned to our excavation plans, but I couldn't stop pondering. What really happened to the people inside the fortress? Did they escape? Do they lie where they fell? Or is there a chance that something might still be down there? What exactly was that other figure on the papyrus? At the point, the thought of the Majorette zombies lurking down there was giving me the shivers, so I made my excuse and retired to my tent to try and get some rest. Ugh. The desert wind was really quite chilling at night. Later. I must leave here immediately. After what I've just seen, I don't think I can stay here any longer. Let me try to just get my thoughts together. An hour ago, I stepped out of my tent, and if I could see, just find an extra blanket. But on my way back to the storehouse, I noticed that there was still a light on in Dr. Nabinick's tent. I thought maybe he had just was having trouble sleeping like I was, but I wandered over to say hello, and as I got closer, I realized that he had company, and no, it was not quite right. I could hear him talking, but I couldn't hear any replies. I'm not sure why, but I decided I kept listening. I almost wished I had turned around and I left, but instead I moved closer to the tent to hear better. When I heard what I heard sent a chill down my spine. "My lord," he said, in a voice unholy, like a friend, a chap I knew, "I beseech thee, reach out to me and lend me your ear." I strained to hear the other person speak, but again I heard nothing but the wind, At this point, I was overcome by curiosity, and I crept closer, even lifting up the edge of the tent to peek inside. "You are right, Lord. I simply have to dig deeper," Dr. Nabonik said. This time, I could see that there was no body. There was nobody else in the room. He was simply talking to empty space. All of that was weird enough, but what happened next sent me packing for good. The doctor turned towards me, moving to put me out. I jumped back. I think he saw me, but his face. No, it must have been. I must have made a mistake, but it was just a trick of the light. Regardless, I think it was just the right time to leave. Dr. Nabonik might be a little odd, but he's just a fantastic archaeologist, and if I did see what I thought I saw, he might just be the man for the job. I shall confess that the whole escapade has left me wondering if such adventures are a young man's game, but I cannot possibly let my work go unfinished. Oh dear, I do hope Professor Tony is feeling all right. Here at the Gyllenor Gazette, we know Dr. Nabonik to be an upstanding member of the archaeology community, even if he did make his fortune selling dodgy staves. But the information on Caret Et seems solid and terribly exciting. Will you be the next adventure to uncover some desert treasure? Stay tuned for the next Archaeology Journal, where you'll be taking an insider look at Everlight. Just got Boots of Sub drop. Oh, nice. Boots of Subjugation. Congrats. That hurt my throat and my diaphragm. Huh. So that was... The doctor went insane. So the archaeologist is possessed, and the other doctor went insane and ran away. Cool. So we're going to be dealing with some possessions. We're going to be dealing with some, like, Zerosian demons, it sounds like. That's cool. Don't tell a fuck. I have the number 2 bound to my number 2, obviously, on my Naga. So sometimes I just bump it by accident and I end up in the Max Guild because that's my life. It's all right. It's all right. Let's talk about our next post here. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more posts to go here. So let's get into it. This is just a timeline I founded. I didn't found it. I found it interesting, so I figured I would share it with y'all. It's called Next Gen, an MMOARPG in development by Jagex. And this is just a simple timeline that they have going on here. It just shows kind of where it is, where it's been, and where it's going. So first of all, this is by user xhenart7. It says, I've heard quite a lot of buzz around a new game Jagex has been working on. I first heard about it in summer of 2017, and I decided to compile a list of information known about the game. So here it goes. He starts in 2014 with this list. So the 8th of September 2014, Jagex is designing a next-gen MMO and is looking for developers who have shipped titles or tablet MMOs. So that's our first kind of clue that they're developing something that may be cross-platform. We hear again in July of 2016 that RuneScape is developing an RPG battler and is looking to remaster RuneScape in a RuneScape remaster MMO in 2018. So there's speculation on that may or may not happen, but nobody really knows about that or not. But again, in 2017, we hear about the next gen logo being leaked by Shawnee. The next gen logo points to a project that they were working on kind of back in 2012. So it's possible that the next gen project is actually the MMOARPG project. It's possible. We don't know. Jagex partners with Improbable in 2017 to bring Spatial OS, which is a technical engine, really technical engine. It can divide and build simulated worlds to accommodate thousands of simulated players and their buildings, like their projects. It's a really interesting engine. So if they are using that for this game world, it will be really interesting. And again, Mod Ollie leaves in 2017 to go work on this new project. So they're poaching Jagex staff. 2017, Jagex is looking to hire gameplay programmers for Unity 2018, proof of concept projects Aurora and RS Next are debuted. We don't get to see them, but they are in trade shows. 2018, Nathan Richardson, the former executive producer of EVE Online, joins the project. 2019, David Vargas, former Assassin's Creed art director, joins the project. Ian Thomas, previous director of engineering at Glint, joins up. May of 2019, Jagex hires a senior gameplay programmer for Unreal Engine 4. So that's interesting. They're using multiple different engines. Wondering which one's going to be the final use. You can't really use multiple engines in the same game, so that's curious. Shanghai Fukong Interactive in 2019, which is Jagex's parent company, releases their spending towards this next-gen game. It looks like they spent $2 million in 2017, $3 million in 2018, and $2.6 million in 2019. So this project has had a lot of money put into it. Hopefully it will be released soon. So there we go. I'll tell you what. That's not the one. That's not the one either. This is the one. Ugh, doing a solo show really takes the wind out of you. I'm dizzy. I am legitimately dizzy. And I don't know if that's just because I haven't done a show in a long time, or if it's because of all the medication I'm on, and I'm not, and I'm, or what. But holy crap, I need to like catch my breath here for a second. Oh, this next post, these next two posts are really good, and I really want to read them. I don't want to like dick out here. So like, what I'm gonna do here is. We're going to chill for just a few seconds while I gain my breath back. I know this has never been done before in a show, and I apologize for doing this, but this is better, in my opinion. I'm going to take the next note. You want to just copy and paste? I'm very confused by your comment. I could just hire a tech. I should just do text to chat. I'm literally just gonna eat some Chex to give myself my blood sugar. I think I haven't eaten today. I think my blood sugar is just a little low. That could just be it as well. So I'm just gonna. That's the next post coming up, if anyone wants to check it out. It's a really good post, and I'm looking forward to reading it in a second. I'm already feeling a little bit better. Thank you. Appreciate that a lot. Oh, I got stuff in my teeth now. Hang on. That's never coming out. Anyway, what is I doing here? Our next topic is really good. Thank you for dealing with the little break there. Doing a solo show is taxing. I appreciate the comment, Santa. It's nice being live. I want to be live more now that I feel like a human again. My goal is to be live more times in the week. Damn, Death Star, 2 years you've been subscribed. That is hardcore. So I appreciate hearing that, because that gives me incentive to stick to that plan. Anyway, ooh, I'm so sorry. That's probably super bad for the microphone. Just freaking stuff in my teeth, which is expected. Rice Chex are like my spinach, man. If I need instant energy, I just eat a handful of Rice Chex. Anyway, not sponsored. Moving along. This post is by Gaga Lady, and it hits right in the nuts. Here we go. Broken quest promises. RuneFest 2019 and current state of quests. There will be a number of quests next year that you can be sure of. Desperate Measures featuring Anachronia in Carapac and a City of Sentistan quest. The second thing we will be doing to address the number of updates is to create and protect two subteams in bold. Protect two subteams and one subteam dedicated to making quests. We can state that quest team will be working on Azuranda quest after Desperate Measures. Mod Osborne at RuneFest keynote 2019. Moving along. So it says here, it may strike you as strange that players could be unhappy with the state of questing, given that Once Upon a Slime was released on Monday. Oh, I love me some sarcasm. Very nice. Let's see. It may strike you as strange that players could be unhappy with the state of questing, given that Once Upon a Slime was released on Monday. It is a nice quest, don't get me wrong, but if you haven't been paying attention, it would seem that upper management of Jagex has taken a backtrack on quests. Mod Raven said earlier this week that players should expect 2 to 4 quests a year. We also know that Desperate Measures hasn't left the design stage, despite originally being due last year, and then at the start of this year, and that if any quest is going to be cancelled, it's probably going to be the Azuranda quest. This is a stark change from the aim of a quest per 2 months announced at RuneFest, and then later confirmed in December by Mod Jack. So, what's happened in the last month or so to change this? It happens every year. Every year! It's important to mention that those who are part of the lore council, Jack, Raven, Stu, Rowley, etc., have no power over this. So you don't shake your stick at them. This is not their decision to make, and they have no control over what is to be released. Great examples of this are Sir Owen 2, I want that quest so badly, and Rite of Passage, Raven quest. I would imagine that they are very much fighting for those quests. And, you know, Gothics bless them. Adding insult to injury is the fact that the quests released on Monday was created by the MTX team. This isn't inherently a problem in itself. As I said, it was a great quest. However, this comes after severe lack of quests and the main narrative of the game only moving once. Desperate Measures, 2019. Since Sliske's endgame, 2016. This is despite quite a lot of humorous quests. Penguins, Evil Dave, Cheesecake, and now Slime. This is also following from year... this is from year after year of promises regarding more quests. Archaeology seems very exciting and will probably whet the... let me just stop there for a second. If you're wondering probably why there hasn't been quests, it's probably because all development has been... All of them, they're all working on archaeology right now because it's delayed. If something is delayed, all hands are on deck. All hands. Like, that shit's got problems. This is my opinion, at least. Like, if I'm running a studio, anyone who's doing, like, extracurricular stuff, and there's, like, we got, like, fires going on, I'll pull you off of your extracurricular stuff, and you're gonna put out fires. Anyway, Archaeology seems very exciting and will likely whet the appetite of lore players. Elite dungeons were also a fantastic way of delivering both PvM and narrative content. But these truly replace the lore that quests serve? Probably not. When recently asked what the minimum number of quests released per year should be, the majority of players said 6. That being from the annual survey, which asks all players rather than just lore players. Yeah, that's about fair. I think I said like between 6 and 8. I love quests. Even though they annoy the shit out of me, I still love quests. Another thing that keeps coming up is the value of quests and that they feel like poor investments, as explained by Raven in this Reddit comment. What's curious about this is the sudden change from the end of last year, where a lot of the quests were seemingly the plan. Why the change? What's happened since then? Yeah, I agree. I am very sad to hear that they are moving down in quests. And the only thing I can say is they probably had to put all hands on deck for archaeology. You know, if archaeology is delayed, think about how long archaeology was supposed to come out in January. It's almost March. They fucked up. Something's messed up. So they probably need those senior developers. So they're probably not developing quests. They're probably fixing fires. I can't prove that because I'm just a minion. They won't come on my show because I spit the truth. I'm the dissident. But it's probably what's happening. And that's, you know, shit happens. But whatever. We still deserve more quests. So, I'm sad. Yeah, I am. I want quests. I'm just looking through these comments here. Here's the thing, another thing. Taking a quote from RuneFest is like taking a quote from the State of the Union. Like, it's lies. It's just all lies. Nothing's true. RuneFest, you take it with a grain of salt. It's all fluff. Fluff and peanut butter. Next one here. This one's from Avernick, my buddy Avernick. Shout out to Avernick. I don't know if you still listen, but shout out, buddy. Anyway. I gotta stop doing that. Don't do that, Mage Bit. If we ever get quests, I love the title. If we ever get quests again, You Are It should be the standard. You Are It, related to a recent update, Clue Scroll update. Short development cycle, about 6 weeks, almost no graphical assets, accessible and doesn't rely on knowledge of events from Grandmaster quests, expands on the world, brought Charos into the game as a personality, delved into treasure trails, wish magic, Duchess of Lumbridge, etc., iterates on existing mechanics, clue scroll system with unique clues, serious with some humor, a balance appropriate for RuneScape. As one of the few bottle quests that actually stayed a bottle quest and wasn't blown out of scope, You Are It proves that quality can still exist in these smaller quest entries. A 30-minute adventure can be satisfying and important to tie us over between larger landmark quests. I agree. Jagex is capable, and the players are in need of quests like this. Avernick speaks to the truth. He speaks for the people, the voice pop, he's the vox populi. This, I 100% agree with this comment, with this post. I upvote it. 86% upvoted. This should be 100% upvoted. Because You Are It was great. It annoyed the shit out of me trying to, like, do parts of it. But at the same time, it had that beautiful RS feel to it. And It just fit. It fit perfectly, and it probably cost them very little to develop. And all those things combined just makes RuneScape RuneScape. So in my opinion, yes, adding quests like that to the game is a good bandage fix for when you can't release, you know, a grand master quest with new assets and, you know, a crazy story that a writer took, 10 hours out of their day each week to write for 10 weeks. Anyway, moving along. Should we expect another event like Yak Track soon? This is by Squirky7. Jagex said events like Yak Track would be 6 weeks on, 6 weeks off throughout 2020. Jagex Lies. Sorry. This upcoming Monday, and I wonder why I don't get J-Mods on my show. This upcoming Monday will be 6 weeks since Yak Track ended. Should we expect a similar event soon? I'm curious what people think of the event cycle. I found Yak Track enjoyable. It was definitely a lot of grinding, but I was coming off of a break from the game, and Yak Track helped kickstart my interest. I loved Yak Track. This is 62% upvoted. People are conflicted. The upvoted this with 7%, the top upvote here. We just had a festival in Lumberge Crater, and Double XP Weekend Extended starts Monday, so no. And they respond and say Yak Track started during XP Weekend, so I feel like that's not valid, and I agree. Yak Track can start whenever it wants. So, do we want another Yak Track? Are we ready for another Yak Track style event? It obviously doesn't have to be Yak Track specifically, but are we ready for another event that has a pass attached to it, right? That you have to purchase through bonds, or if you're a Premier Club member, you get it for free because it's a Premier Club pass. It's basically what I'm saying. Are we ready for another Premier Club pass promotion? The Triple P threat. Moving along. Feel free to leave your comment. I want to know. Do you want one, or is it too soon? I mean, Jagex said every 6 months. Has it been 6 months? I don't even know. I'm not paying attention. All right. This is a post that's a crossover between old school RuneScape and RuneScape 3, and I'm just going to monologue about it for a minute. If you want to add your thoughts and comments, I'd love to hear about it too. We can have a discussion. If you're watching this on YouTube, you know, we can literally have a discussion about it. Death's Off is good or bad. And if you're on Twitch, we can have a live discussion. OSRS player here, and I got a question on how you guys liked your Death's Office in-game. Does it make it easier, or is this a system that would make it better? For those of you that may not know, OSRS JMons are looking at making PVM deaths more serious. Right now, you have 1 hour to get to your place of death. There are a variety of ideas that Jagex is looking into, and one thing they brought up is replicating RuneScape 3's death mechanics using Death's Office. And I figured that the best way to form an opinion is to ask those of you who interact with it on a daily basis. This is by Schrand1. That was really hard to say, I'm sorry. The top comment here says, I very much prefer not having to go back to the place of death in a rush. Yes. If you die due to power internet outage that lasts longer than an hour, I assume you just lose most of your stuff. You still have the option to go back and grab your stuff from your grave on RuneScape 3, but for equipment that degrades anything above tier 70, it's usually cheaper to retrieve it from Death's Office. So, the big thing I think in RuneScape 3 is like, yeah, like privilege. It's a huge privilege thing. Like internet. Some people have shitty internet, right? Not everyone has perfect internet. I have perfect internet. Not everyone has perfect internet. I could have it taken away at any moment. And not have perfect internet. You know? So that's the thing. You gotta think about that. You gotta think about the possibility that it's not just, about dying in game. People can disconnect from DDoSing. People can disconnect from bad connections. People can disconnect from a client crash. You know? So, Death's Office protects from a lot of different things. I think it's a valid idea to think about adding it to the game. I think that if they put it to a poll, I think it has a good chance of passing. It's changed the game for me as well. It's made me more apt to boss. And I don't boss a lot, but it's definitely given me the ability to boss, because I was afraid to run to a gravestone. And now I don't have to worry about that. So, yeah, I agree. Here's one. I like this one. This is called Why Am I Being Asked My Medical History to Earn Rune Coins? So this is by Speedy191, and it's a picture here. Let me put up my main screen here. It's a picture of Peanut Labs, and it says, Which of the following do you have? Allergies, asthma, arthritis, cancer, cardiac issues, Crohn's, depression, diabetes, eczema, erectile dysfunction, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, migraines, obesity, respiratory issues, other, none of the above, prefer not to answer. Wow, I did that all in one lung fill. So, I only got 21 upvotes because people do this all the time, but I love these. They're hilarious. So, people obviously get these all the time. But it's like, you go to runescape.com and you're like, ah, I need some rune coins. I need to get me some rune coins. And then, you know, you get stuck with this, right? You think you're going to get rune coins. And then...
What are you got cancer? Tell me you got cancer and I'll give you rune coins. Come on, does your dick work? You tell me your dick doesn't work and I'll give you some rune coins.
It's like, what? So I was like, where's my comment? My comment's down here. So nobody upvoted my comment, but I was like, the best thing to do is blatantly lie. Remember your lies, write them down. If you stick to a pattern of lies, you can keep going. Create a fake human profile and you can earn quite a few coins. I earned over 5,000 coins. Not so much keys, though. This is a violation of the terms of service of Peanut Labs and Super Rewards, not Jagex. Just a heads up. I'm an asshole. I hate these companies can go themselves. That's why I did that. Like, these companies, they're horrible people. They collect your information. They sell it to companies for profit. And then they use that information to basically, you know, scam you and harass you. So screw them. Screw them. So I don't mind doing stuff like that. There are videos on my YouTube channel of me like making fake profiles and earning rune coins. Anyway, we got one more. This one's by Rocky World. It's Dear Jagex. Wall of text for me here. Moved to a more suitable forum. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Let's do this. Yeah, yeah. I know what you're thinking. Just another kid who bought it and made a couple mils and is now crying over it. Yep. Get all the jokes out of you and actually read the post. I felt bored with the game and on my main, so I decided to create a phishing alt on February 3rd. I was playing many hours a day because most of my stuff was AFK, like getting anglers out and just doing my barbarian fishing. I was training strength and to 45 in Alcarid, so I would catch the leap in sturgeon, and when I got banned out of nowhere on February 12th. Now, the reason I'm posting this, I know... I'm mostly likely getting to get my account unbanned. And honestly, I spent a bit of time then this week, so I don't know that was a big frustration. But the frustration of knowing that I'm 100% innocent, but I still can't do anything about it, it just makes me mad. Like I can say, I hand to heart that if anyone reviewed my account, they would see I never bought it. This is not going to help you. I was even talking to people on my friends list, even every day, the whole time. Listen, you can talk to people while the bot's active. That doesn't, like, absolve you of botting. But my point is not to prove my innocence. It's more about expressing my concern with this stupid system. As bots get better and better, the risk of new players getting banned is stupid and bigger. If this system can get me banned without even reviewing my case, after spending so many hours invested in it, then I question my allegiance to this company. Don't hold allegiances to companies. If you're holding an allegiance to a corporation, rethink your life. Jagex has me in disgust at the moment, and I will probably stop playing this game altogether. I deeply encourage anyone from Jagex to reply. Well, you got a reply from Community Manager Nick. Move to a more suitable forum. ESO Rules, which is Elder Scrolls Online. Yep, nothing beats the guilty until proven innocent approach. Yep. Good stuff. Gotta love the old... I'm gonna yell on the forums to get unbanned posts. That's how you get unbanned. That's how you do it. Well, That's how you do it, apparently. And that's how you press the wrong button.
Potato.
Yep. Anyway, I'm a potato. Next time I'm gonna have those sounds on my friggin' SSD, so they friggin' play immediately. Anyway, where's anything? There we go. Like where are my show notes at? Thank you very much, everyone, for coming to the show today. That was a good show. Despite being all by myself, I managed to do it, which is impressive, because I'm rusty. I haven't done this show in 2 freaking months, and I'm heavily medicated. So I got a lot going against me. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So anyway, I'm going to really quickly just pop over into our good old-fashioned Patreon page here. So I'm going to do a special outro today, actually. It's been a while since we have done anything at all. So I want to just, instead of thanking our top patrons, I'm going to thank all of our patrons today. Because I suck. So stand by. I'm going to relationship manager here. Dun, 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 dun. I've also been, to self-medicate. Me too. I got to go down to Sanctuary Medical. All right, let's see. I need to active patrons. Okay, we have active patrons here. Good. All right, only showing active patrons now. And let me go ahead and close all these things. And let me pull up my show notes here. All right. Again, thank you everyone for coming out to the show live. Really do appreciate that. You can find us on social media. We do have a Facebook page, facebook.com/rsweekly. Also on Twitch, I am mage_bit. Changed our Twitch URL. Twitch URL. Used to be rsweekly, now I'm mage_bit. So change that. Just a heads up. It's going to be a little weird for now for people for a bit there. All of our URLs are kind of changing, so I'm going to be like, it's going to be weird to find me for a bit, I guess. So I apologize for that. If you want to support us, it's patreon.com/runescape. Runeweek.com is the podcast website. It's been a while, so I can just announce the dang website, I suppose. And I want to give a big special thanks to everyone who has stayed subscribed through the hardest time in, like, my life. Holy shit, here we go. Are you ready? Adam, Brett, Cass, Kevin, Ricky, Rory, Cabru, Shiro, Spencer, Sudwood, Travis, Victor, thank you so much. I appreciate you all so much. It means the world to me. That money is always helpful. It always is going to a good place. It means the world to me to have support behind the show. And we will be increasing this the amount of content, RuneScape and otherwise. I want to do, whether you're interested or not, I guess, in the other stuff. I'm a Humble's Choice subscriber, and I want to play a bunch of Humble games. So I'm going to be doing RuneScape content and Humble content, and blazing a bunch of cannabis while doing it. So if you want to join me throughout the week, I'll be around doing RuneScape and a variety of other stuff. Anyway, hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll be back on Friday, hopefully with a Parnassius. Hopefully. Anyways, again, thank you so much, and happy scaping.